Welcome back to Opiniate, our platform for thorough analysis on a broad range of topics, including literature and global politics. If you are new, please subscribe and turn on the notifications to stay updated with our latest content. Today, let's settle into a critical discussion. We're diving deep into the recent Boeing controversy, with a focus on its recent history and its implications for the aviation sector. On January 5th, a significant incident involving a Boeing 737 MAX 9 operated by Alaska Airlines shocked the aviation community and passengers alike. The incident began approximately 20 minutes into a flight from Portland, Oregon to Ontario, California. During the ascent, passengers and crew were startled by a loud popping noise as a door plug on the aircraft dislodged, creating a substantial hole on the side of the aircraft. This unexpected event led to immediate safety concerns, including the rapid decompression of the cabin, resulting in passengers' personal items being ejected through the hole and the deployment of oxygen masks. The aircraft was able to return safely to Portland, ensuring that no severe injuries occurred among the passengers and crew. However, the event raised significant safety questions, not only about the specific aircraft, but also regarding broader issues within air travel safety and Boeing's production quality, particularly given the troubled history of the 737 MAX series. This recent incident adds to the ongoing scrutiny faced by Boeing, especially considering the past tragedies involving the Boeing 737 MAX planes. Notably, these aircraft were grounded globally after two fatal crashes that killed hundreds of people, raising critical concerns about software and production quality. Following the incident, the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, and the National Transportation Safety Board, NTSB, initiated investigations, requiring thorough inspections of 171 Boeing planes before they could resume operation. Preliminary inspections conducted by United and Alaska Airlines revealed that multiple aircraft exhibited improperly tightened bolts and other hardware issues. Moreover, passengers aboard the afflicted flight have initiated a class action lawsuit against Boeing, underscoring the economic, physical, and ongoing emotional consequences experienced. This incident thus not only impacts Boeing's reputation, but also intensifies debates around air travel safety, regulatory oversight, and the adequacy of current safety protocols and manufacturing standards. In recent developments, a lawsuit has drawn public attention for its allegations against a Boeing parts supplier, pointing to excessive defects within their manufacturing processes. This case has spotlighted Spirit AeroSystems, a key player in the aerospace component industry, traditionally linked to Boeing's 737 MAX airplane. The lawsuit has not singled out specific parts like door plug systems, yet the mention becomes significant in light of a recent failure involving such a component. This incident has catalyzed further scrutiny of Spirit AeroSystems' operational integrity, suggesting a broader pattern of quality control issues. Although the specific defects are not detailed in the lawsuit, the case's emergence underscores systemic concerns in aerospace manufacturing, particularly those associated with the safety and reliability of critical flight components. Spirit AeroSystems, as a central figure in this scenario, faces increased pressure to address and rectify these alleged deficiencies. The implications of such allegations extend beyond the immediate legal challenges for Spirit AeroSystems. For Boeing, this raises significant operational and reputational risks. Any substantiated claims of part defects could lead to production delays, increased scrutiny from aviation regulators, and a decline in customer trust. The aerospace giant, already navigating a challenging recovery following the 737 MAX's grounding in the past, must now confront potential disruptions linked to its supply chain's integrity. The Boeing 737 MAX airliner grounding is a significant event in aviation history, marked by tragedy, controversy, and an extensive reassessment of aviation safety protocols. The Boeing 737 MAX, a newer version of Boeing's popular 737 jetliner, was introduced with advanced technology intended to make it more fuel-efficient and cost-effective. However, this new model became the center of global attention, following two catastrophic accidents within 5 months. Lion Air Flight 610 in October 2018, and Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 in March 2019. These crashes resulted in the loss of 346 lives, stirring profound safety concerns and leading to the worldwide grounding of the aircraft. At the heart of the Boeing 737 MAX controversy lies the Maneuvering Characteristics Augmentation System, MKS, Initially designed to enhance flight stability, particularly for pilots transitioning from older models, the MCAS was intended to make the MAX more user-friendly. However, this system, which was supposed to be a safety feature, turned into a significant liability. The controversy arose primarily due to the MCAS's reliance on data from a single angle of attack, AOA sensor. Faulty readings from this sensor triggered the system erroneously, causing the aircraft to pitch downward unexpectedly. The lack of redundancy for such a critical system, coupled with insufficient information provided to pilots and airlines about its operation, sparked intense scrutiny. Critics pointed to a lack of adequate training for pilots on the MCAS and claimed that Boeing had underplayed the system's significance in its manuals and training materials. Further scrutiny uncovered that Boeing had been aware of potential issues with the AOA sensors, but had not adequately addressed them. The Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, was also criticized for its oversight and certification process, which relied heavily on assessments conducted by Boeing itself. The global response to the crashes was swift and unprecedented. The Civil Aviation Administration of China was the first to ground the 737 MAX, with other countries and regions quickly following suit. Eventually, the FAA, initially resistant, also ordered the grounding of the aircraft in the United States. The grounding triggered a cascade of investigations, reviews, and hearings worldwide, focusing on the aircraft's certification process, the MCAS software, and Boeing's transparency with regulators and customers. These investigations led to a broader critique of the relationships between aviation manufacturers and regulatory bodies, prompting calls for significant reforms. After an extensive review process, which included software updates, changes to pilot training, and modifications to the MCAS, some aviation authorities began to lift the grounding order. This process, however, varied significantly by region, reflecting differing assessments of Boeing's remedial measures and broader concerns about aviation safety practices. One of the other controversies Boeing faced was the loose door scandal. This issue came to light when several incidents were reported involving doors on Boeing aircraft not sealing properly or showing signs of unexpected opening tendencies during flights. These alarming occurrences were not isolated to a single model, raising systemic concerns about the assembly processes and quality checks at Boeing's manufacturing facilities. The loose door incidents led to investigations revealing lapses in the production line, where protocols might have been overlooked or inadequately implemented, compromising the aircraft's safety and integrity. In addition to the door issues, Boeing has grappled with a series of manufacturing defects across various aircraft models. These have ranged from problems with electrical grounding paths in the 737 MAX, which led to temporary grounding of over 100 planes, to issues with the 787 Dreamliner, including but not limited to gaps in fuselage panels and inconsistencies in the tail's horizontal stabilizer. Such defects reflect deeper problems within Boeing's quality control mechanisms, indicating possible overextension, under-resourcing, or systemic oversights in its production processes. The ramifications of these manufacturing defects are manifold. They necessitate costly repairs and modifications, delay aircraft deliveries, and erode airlines' trust, impacting Boeing's financial performance and market standing. Moreover, these issues undermine passenger confidence in Boeing aircraft, posing a significant challenge to the company's brand and reputation. The cumulative effect of these quality control problems has led to intensified scrutiny from aviation authorities worldwide, notably the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, in the United States. Regulatory bodies have taken a more hands-on approach to inspecting Boeing's facilities, overseeing its production processes, and mandating rigorous review protocols before granting certifications for new aircraft or approving fixes for identified issues. The FAA, in particular, has been criticized in the past for its perceived leniency towards Boeing, especially in the context of the 737 MAX certification. In response to the quality control issues, the FAA has pledged to adopt more stringent oversight measures, emphasizing the need for enhanced transparency, accountability, and safety in Boeing's operations. This shift represents a broader reassessment of the relationship between regulators and aerospace manufacturers, aiming to restore public trust in the aviation regulatory framework. The quality control problems Boeing has faced extend beyond the company itself, impacting the broader aviation industry. Suppliers, airlines, and passengers have all felt the ripple effects of these issues, from disrupted supply chains and operational delays to growing safety concerns and eroding consumer confidence. In addressing these challenges, Boeing has initiated several measures, including overhauling its internal quality control systems, enhancing employee training, and restructuring its engineering and production units. However, the effectiveness of these actions remains to be fully realized as the company strives to rebuild trust and affirm its commitment to safety and excellence. Boeing's response to the ensuing crisis compounded the controversy. Initially, the company was slow to acknowledge the role of the MQS in the accidents. This reluctance to accept responsibility, combined with attempts to deflect blame onto pilot error and maintenance issues, damaged Boeing's credibility and trust with the public, airlines, and regulators. Critics accused Boeing of prioritizing profits over safety, alleging that the company rushed the 737 MAX to market to compete with Airbus's A320neo. Internal communications later emerged, revealing that some Boeing employees had raised concerns about the MCAS and the pressure to expedite the MAX's certification. These revelations, indicating a possible culture of concealment and expedience, led to widespread outrage and calls for accountability. The fallout from the 737 MAX controversies has been profound and far-reaching. The global grounding of the aircraft resulted in significant financial losses for airlines and suppliers, disrupted travel plans for millions of passengers, and led to a reevaluation of aircraft certification processes worldwide. The controversies have spurred regulatory bodies, including the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, and the European Union Aviation Safety Agency, EASA, to enhance their oversight and certification procedures, reducing reliance on manufacturer-provided assessments. This shift marks a significant change in the regulatory landscape, with implications for future aircraft development and approval processes. The impact on Boeing has been substantial, with the company facing numerous lawsuits, a plummeting stock price, and a tarnished reputation. However, the path to recovery remains challenging, as Boeing strives to rebuild trust with passengers, airlines, and regulators. Boeing's recent leadership reshuffle, particularly within the 737 MAX program, indicates the company's response to the ongoing challenges it faces. Ed Clark, the program's head, has been replaced in a move announced by Boeing's executive vice president and CEO of Boeing Commercial Airplanes, Stanley A. Deal. This change is part of a broader management shakeup following a series of incidents that have significantly impacted the company's reputation and financial standing. The backdrop to these changes includes a recent incident involving an Alaska Airlines flight, where a door panel detached mid-air, leading to emergency measures. This event led the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, to ground Boeing 737 MAX 9 airplanes temporarily and to increase oversight of Boeing's aircraft production processes. These leadership adjustments come after the severe scrutiny Boeing has faced over the 737 MAX series, precipitated by two fatal crashes in 2018 and 2019 linked to the Maneuvering Characteristics Augmentation System, MCAS. The global grounding of the 737 MAX fleet and subsequent investigations have highlighted issues related to Boeing's approach to aircraft design, safety, and regulatory compliance. Stanley A. Deal's statements regarding the leadership changes emphasize a commitment to quality and safety. However, these assertions occur within the broader context of Boeing's efforts to recover from the 737 MAX crisis and other quality control issues. The management changes are a visible response to the pressing need for systemic improvements within the company. The FAA's increased scrutiny and the temporary grounding of the 737 MAX 9 highlight the regulatory response to Boeing's recent issues. The reactions from the airline industry, including statements from the CEOs of Alaska and United Airlines, indicate a cautious stance towards future engagements with Boeing's MAX series. The controversies surrounding the Boeing 737 MAX have significantly impacted Boeing's business, leading to a loss of trust among airlines, order cancellations, and profound financial implications. The trust airlines place in aircraft manufacturers is fundamental to their operations and planning. Following the two fatal crashes and revelations about the Maneuvering Characteristics Augmentation System, MCAS, confidence in Boeing's commitment to safety and transparency was shaken. Airlines began questioning the reliability of Boeing's communication and the thoroughness of its safety protocols. The grounding of the 737 MAX fleet forced airlines to scramble for alternative solutions, leading to disrupted operations and financial losses. This erosion of trust has long-term implications, influencing future decisions about fleet composition and partnerships with aircraft manufacturers. In the wake of the crisis, Boeing experienced a substantial number of order cancellations for the 737 MAX from airlines and leasing companies. The loss of these orders translated into reduced revenue and significantly affected the company's long-term sales projections. Airlines, grappling with their own operational challenges and passenger safety concerns, reassessed their needs and commitments, leading some to cancel orders or defer deliveries. This trend was exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic, which led to an overall decline in demand for air travel and new aircraft, further compounding Boeing's challenges. The financial impact on Boeing has been severe. The grounding of the 737 MAX fleet resulted in halted deliveries and production, leading to significant financial losses. Boeing faced the costs of storing and maintaining the grounded aircraft, compensating airlines for the disruption, and funding the redesign and recertification of the aircraft. Additionally, the company encountered legal expenses from numerous lawsuits filed by the families of crash victims, airlines, and shareholders. The crisis prompted Boeing to halt production of the 737 MAX temporarily, a decision with wide-ranging consequences for its supply chain and global manufacturing footprint. Suppliers and subcontractors faced their own set of challenges, affecting jobs and the broader economy. The Boeing 737 MAX controversy and subsequent incidents have severely impacted Boeing's reputation, financial standing, and relationships with airlines and regulators. While efforts to address safety concerns and management changes signify steps toward recovery, the path ahead remains fraught with challenges. Restoring trust and ensuring the safety of its aircraft are imperative for Boeing's future success, as the aviation industry and passengers demand uncompromising standards of safety and transparency. Thank you for tuning into our analysis. Remember to give us a thumbs up, subscribe, and ring the notification bell to stay updated with our latest intriguing content. Take care and see you next time.